Strickland here. Blakesley. Blakesley here. Hancock. Here. Hancock here. Kehoe. Lowenthal.
Here.
Lowenthal here. Pavley.
Thank you very much. Members, we have one item on our agenda today. This is a 2910 hearing. It's AB 1900 by Assemblymember Gatto and others. And why don't we again ask the Sergeant-at-Arms if they can call the absent members. We have a pretty good collection. Thank you to members for coming so timely. And Mr. Gatto, would you like to present?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So AB 1900 has already been heard by this committee. What the bill does, it allows California state agencies to get moving on the work that is needed to be done so that we can adopt standards for in-state biomethane. This would basically break down the barriers to generating and transporting biomethane within California. We have taken three amendments since the bill was heard today, and I'm happy to go into those if the chair wishes, but the bill remains in the form that it was initially heard in for the most part, and I respectfully ask for your vote.
Thank you, Mr. Gatto. Mr. Gatto, just to summarize and make sure that we're all on the same page, there were, as I understand it, two sets of amendments last week. One of those was clearly germane to the bill, but simply expanded the scope and in terms of the actions and requirements for Cal EPA for making biogas health and safety determinations. The second was the removal of the contingent enactment clause, this item previously being linked with Senator Chesbrough's bill. Am I understanding and conveying all of this accurately?
I believe so, yes.
All right, thank you. Do you have witnesses in support who would like to be heard at this time? Witnesses in support, please come forward. Folks, I want to, excuse me, Mr. Urban, my apologies for the interruption. How many witnesses in support do we have? Can we make this work with just a couple folks talking for a couple of minutes, or are there a range of issues that need to be? Mr. Gatto, what do you think?
Since the bill has been heard pretty much on the general policies and the substance of the bill, I think we can make do with maybe two, and then maybe if someone else has something earth-shattering
truly,
to add.
Truly original and unspoken. All right. Please begin.
I'll be very brief. Gene Urban on behalf of Waste Management. We support 1900. We do more with landfill gas than any other entity in the state right now. We produce.
Mr. Urban, if you could speak up just a little bit, please, and into that mic, and if the sergeant could help us with volume. Thank you.
Waste Management produces electricity. We produce transportation fuel. We would love the opportunity to be able to inject our refined product into a common carrier pipeline. And with that truncated testimony, we fully support AB 1900. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness in support.
Mr. Chair, members, Hugh Bauer on behalf of Burbank and Pasadena Water and Power. Our two agencies are very progressive as far as implementing renewable portfolio environmental policies. Burbank was one of the first communities to adopt an RPS on their own. Pasadena has a 40% RPS goal. Biomethane is an important part of that, and we are very supportive of making in-state production more accessible and part of our mix or portfolio. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Next witness.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Mark Aprea on behalf of Republic Services, and we would ask for your aye vote.
Next witness.
Mr. Chair, members, Brian Early on behalf of Bloom Energy in support.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members, Johannes Escudero on behalf of the Coalition for Renewable Natural Gas. Strong support of AB 1900. Appreciate the author's efforts and respectfully request your aye vote.
Thank you again.
Mr. Chair and members, Aaron Niemela representing the Large Scale Solar Association. We could actually support this bill if amended, not clear on all the substance of the amendments, but if this continued to be double joined to 2196 with some changes to grandfather in contracts through 329, but not specifying how those contracts would be counted. The prior version said count in full. We would be able to live without that, as long as there were protections going forward like this bill in 2196. standards going forward, both allowed.
All right. We will ask the author in a moment how he feels about that. Next witness.
It's Melissa Cortez Roth, representing the California Wind Energy Association. I think Ms. Nimala summed up where we are at as well. We previously did not have a position on this bill. We could support it if the double joining language is put back in and 2196 is amended to remove some of those grandfathering provisions. The going forward eligibility language in 2196 is equally as important to us. So we want to make sure that those standards are put in place.
All right. Next witness.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gil Topedi with the California Municipal Utilities Association. We support Assemblyman Bragado's version of AB 1900 as it is in print. While it was linked to AB 2196, CMUA was opposed to 2196. We don't believe Assemblyman Bragado's bill should be an unintended victim of issues that we couldn't work out. It's still a very important issue to move forward. We ask the committee to support that.
Next witness in support. Are there any witnesses in opposition? Any witnesses in opposition? Final call. Any witnesses in opposition? All right. Then if not, Assemblymember Gatto, we had a linkage with 2196 in its previous form. You have delinked the bills, and that's the reason you're back here in committee. Now there is a suggestion, and I don't know if this is news to you or if you've had time to think about this, that you might relink if 2196 were amended in a fashion that presumably was, as I heard it, different from the measure that we heard on the floor. Your thoughts. You're the author of this bill, sir.
Sure. Happy to address those. So, I know the chairman knows this, but it's worth repeating for the members of the committee who do not. AB 1900, as it was originally introduced by me, contained the elements of 2196 and 1900, the bills that became 2196 and 1900. As sometimes happens in the process, a request was made to split bills. I know you have another bill working through the House, working through both houses that's been split. And, I'm always someone who prefers cooperation over clashes, and so I agreed to take out half of the contents of my bill and put them in another bill. We also then, at that time, of course, linked them together, which may or may not have been the right course of action, but it's what we did. 2196, as most members know, subsequently failed on the Senate floor. At that point, we thought that since there was such widespread agreement that it makes sense to develop an in-state industry, regardless of the sticking points in 2196, we had determined that it would be wise to preserve not half a loaf, but maybe three-tenths of a loaf, that is AB 1900. We believe this bill is not controversial. It sets up jobs in California. Obviously, the producers of biomethane are many and varied in California. So we think that this bill contains still policies that should stand by their own. It would be a fine bill on its own. So that's why we took out the linking language. We view that as a procedural change, not necessarily a substantive change, especially considering that the original bill, which I would have been free to amend throughout the process, of course, I could have simply deleted the language had we proceeded with the original path. So we have not given up that there would be some sort of agreement on the two bills, but I hear Senator Kehoe asking the question, and I was going to get to that later. I don't think this committee can amend at this stage to reestablish the link, but I am very amenable. I mean, you heard testimony from my utilities regarding 2196. This issue means a lot to the cities of Sacramento, Pasadena, Burbank, and several others up and down the state. So, I am amenable to continuing to work on 2196. I think it's a meritorious bill as well. I think there are issues that can be worked out. But in terms of 1900, I would ask that it stand on its own 2 feet.
All right. Let me, members, if you'll bear with me for just a moment, I would say coincidentally, but not coincidentally, the Secretary of the Senate, Greg Schmidt, is here at my request. Mr. Schmidt, could we ask you to come up, take a seat up here, and have a brief conversation with the committee and with the author about what the potential would be if the author chose to amend his bill on the floor in the remaining days. And again, Mr. Smith, thank you for being here. And the question is, if this measure moves out of committee today, and the chair is supportive of that result. If the measure moves out of this committee today, but there is an agreement, if you will, or the author feels he can get to yes on a larger set of issues, and had some desire to incorporate what I'm going to call the revised Chesbro bill with your permission, what are the potentials for amendment going forward, understanding that the clock is ticking here until Friday at midnight?
Well, he could receive a waiver to amend on the floor with a two-thirds vote.
Okay. And
Mr. Strickland.
We're all looking at the most popular kids in the class right now. So it is amendable, but it requires a two-thirds.
That's right. Okay. On the floor.
On the floor. And if the amendments were taken with a two-thirds vote, on matters of substance along the lines that we've discussed, does that require a referral back to this committee through rules?
I don't believe it would, because you have discussed the matter of the amendment already in this committee. It would be redundant to send it back again and discuss it.
Okay. I think that's clear. Members, just wanted everyone to understand what the procedural options and challenges would be on an issue like this. Are there questions, procedural questions of the Secretary of the Senate? Senator Lowenthal?
No, I just want to move the bill access.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Schmidt. Is there additional debate or discussion?
I would appreciate a synopsis from the chair on what the issues were with the Chesbro bill. Frankly, we're voting on hundreds of bills.
We're going to see how well I do giving an impartial synopsis of the issues on the Chesbro bill, colleagues. Senator, you will recall, Senator Hancock, thank you for the question. You will recall that the Gatto bill and the Chesbro bill, and they are co-authors on each other's bills, as I recall, were contingently enacted. So when the reason this bill is back in this committee, members, is that when we heard it previously, members voting on the Gatto bill reasonably assumed that if they voted for the Gatto bill, it would be part of a two-bill package since they were contingently enacted. Assemblymember Gatto delinked the bills, as is his right, on the Senate floor after the Chesbro bill went down. The debate on the Chesbro bill, and I'm going to be very general by design here, was about what rules were and weren't in place as of what date, pursuant to whose authority, and which were or were not binding, or did or did not affect existing contracts.
So grandfathering.
Grandfathering is the short version, but it's I think that understates the complexity of the debate, quite frankly. And so the question before us today is whether or not this issue, the issues that are contained in 1900, and forgive me if I misreferenced the bill number a moment ago, the issues in 1900, now that they are delinked, standing alone on their merits, are worthy of passage by the committee. We have a motion from Senator Lowenthal, which the chair supports. Senator Hancock, I know that's a bit of a vague answer, but can I go to Senator Kehoe? Senator Kehoe?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was a big fan of 2196. I think Senator Chesbro did a very good job of trying to come to a balanced conclusion about the contracts that were enacted up to March 28th or whatever the date is. But it, you know, did not get support on the Senate floor. And the policy change in 1900 is an important policy change that will improve our biomethane distribution in the state. So I support the bill as is. I wish it were still linked to the other bill, but not enough to pull down 1900. So I support the motion.
Any further debate or discussion?
Thank you. I assume this analysis is as of now.
It is. The analysis you have in the packet is done by the staff, and thank you to them for moving along briskly in a busy time of the year. Any other questions? Comments from any members? Mr. Gatto, you have a motion. You may close.
I would just ask for your aye vote, and I appreciate all of your indulgences. Thank you.
Thank you. Secretary, call the roll.
Item 1, AB 1900 by Member Gatto. The motion is that the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration. Senator Smedian?
Aye.
Smedian, aye. Strickland?
Aye.
Strickland, aye. Blakeslee? Blakeslee, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Pavli? 6-0.
6-0. That is sufficient. Senator Pavli is absent as of the moment, so we're going to close the roll and say that bill is out. Before everybody leaves, please, could we just have a moment of quiet here, folks? Mr. Gatto, I leave it to you to see whether or not you can work with advocates of a third way. If you can, please keep the chair and the committee in the loop, and we'll do everything we can to try and make sure that the process works as smoothly as possible.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We are adjourned.